A reminder that contract growers are eligible for CFAP. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. The Department of Agriculture has updated the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program to provide relief to more producers. Michael Clements shares who can apply for the relief.
The new CFAP 2.1 includes expanded eligibility for certain commodities and producers established in the recently passed relief package. American Farm Bureau Federation economist Michael Neveu says the expansion includes contract growers of broilers and hogs.
Biggest one is going to be contract broiler producers as well as contract hog producers. These folks were left out of the original because there was a provision that required ownership of the commodity. Because of the nature of raising an animal under contract for somebody else, they happened to be left out of that. They also specified things like turf grass sod, as well as included some additional top-up payments for swine producers.
Neveu says USDA has designated funding for specific commodities and producers.
Contract broilers got the biggest chunk, almost $1.5 billion. Now, that's only going to cover their loss from 2019 to 2020, and only up to 80%. Contract hogs have had about $480 million set aside. Then they have another $150 for those top-up payments for swine producers. After that, the rest of them break out between about $30 to $40 million for fruits, vegetables, and nuts, pullets, turf grass sod, and dried eggs.
Producers can apply for the CFAP 2.1 relief now through February 26.
You can apply through your local FSA center. Additionally, they are going to have, if you need one-on-one assistance, a phone line set up that producers can call at 877-508-8364.
Find a full analysis of the CFAP 2.1 program at fb.org/marketintel. Michael Clements, Washington.
And again, Tennessee farmers can contact one of the 59 local FSA offices across the state for more information on applying for the CFAP payments. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.